I am Aunt Peggy Divine. Welcome to The Divine Design, the podcast where we unfold heaven on earth and reframe spirituality and theology for a new cosmic era. Your journey on human evolution and integration of your divine design starts here. Welcome, welcome, Colin, to this Divine Design podcast.
Thank you. Yeah. I think the energy that we bring into these podcasts is astonishing. And we seem to be going more, you know, it's getting bigger and bigger each time we explore these new concepts, which is fascinating. The massive energy flowing at the moment.
Yeah, massive. And it's big. And it's so big, it's... The mind cannot grasp it. It's so big. It's like, I cannot tell this to anyone. It's like, if we really tell, because we have had some conversation, you and me and Tara, and explore all this new, and it is such an opening that it's, wow, it's totally shift from the old. We have opened more and more and more, and now it's kind of, there are no limits, no limits.
Mm. And I think it was interesting that earlier on we were talking about how you can have, like you have, a body of work that was written during the period of you being in not quite this energy, you know, not quite this vibration. And as a result, it's not reflecting who you are now. But it may be that that work still is relevant to people who are on their journey through these frequencies. Yeah. Because I think the idea that you can, you just don't, you know, oh, that's not you anymore. Well, when you wrote it, it was you.
Yeah.
And maybe there's people going to read that and think, wow, here's a pointer, sort of thing. And I think it may be that, you know, you just move on with your new work. But, you know, that's a body of work. It's going to be helpful for many people. So
yeah,
it's still relevant. And that came up. And when I was describing to you, I just watched this amazing video. Dr. David Clements, his name is.
Oh, he's a doctor. Wow.
He's been a professor, but in order to get there, you need a doctorship kind of thing. So he's, you know, he's done all the theory based on the old mechanical physics, if you like.
Yeah.
But he's talking about new physics of living energy. He describes in the video how living energy works, and that was a parallel, if you like, where we were exploring how old work then extends into new work, because the way that science have described the old 3D is still appropriate for the way that works. So the way a computer works, or the way that electricity runs through a wire or whatever, those components are still going to do that. They're still going to behave like that. And so the work to describe that, what's going on there, is still appropriate. But what they're not doing is they're not describing this new way of perceiving energy as intelligent life force, a flow of source intelligence, which he's discovered you can only observe through the heart.
Yep.
And the power that runs through all of this is love.
Yep.
So when you start looking at the world from a different perspective, i.e. the heart, you discover totally new perspectives of how energy flows and how intelligent things are.
Yeah.
So we find that the earth, the plants, you know, everything has a life force and intelligence, almost like a memory.
Yep.
And he talks about memory. He talks about how, for example, a battlefield can still retain that negative energy that all of that sort of, you know,
yeah,
death and destruction contains. But he also describes a method through which you can zero out all of that negativity with a sort of like a positivity. And he showed, and I've sent you haven't seen it yet, but he showed me or showed the audience this figure of eight infinity loop, and right in the middle of the infinity loop is the zero, this still point where we touch this infinite. And that is, he described, and that's your logo.
It's my logo. It's I was amazed because we spoke 2 days ago and it's like, wow, I was making this logo because and it's the eternity and it said God within. All of us are gods within.
Precise, and that's how you access it. And he described the still point in that way. He actually drew it exactly how your logo looks, and it suggests that we're tapping into a common field of knowing, of intelligence,
Yes.
of life affirming energy, and we're finding different ways of expressing it. So here's a guy with a scientific mind expressing it. You're finding new ways of expressing it through connections. Now you discovered how the Hathors are now helping you describe this totally new way of being, and it's sort of like, yeah. And this guy, the scientist I was just saying to you, he David Clements, he's saying that the Arcturians are helping him,
Oh,
we're
I
finding.
heard about David Clemens. Oh, and I know who he is because he have made what do you call it? Yeah, some units to energize people.
That's exactly, that's exactly
I
energy
have
discovery.
referred to him. But okay, no, okay.
I've just been onto his website and he's got a waiting list now. I'm not surprised because this is obviously this is going viral, this thing. But it's interesting how scientists and others now are beginning to find a voice that would otherwise have been squashed. So I was talking to you the other day about Tesla, because he comes up in the video as well, and how his technology was similar to, he's got patents out still that haven't been, nobody's been doing anything with, because the people who run energy companies or would sell you something rather than give it to you managed to keep all that under, just squash it down, and they created a narrative where that doesn't exist. And also they created a narrative so that if you suggest it exists, you're a bit of a flaky scientist. You're a little bit over there, a bit woo woo. Sorry, that's a little bit. He's a card, isn't he? So they discredit the people who are bringing this through. So it's very courageous of anyone to actually be in this field at the, and bring this information through in this context. But he seems to be doing it really remarkably well.
So he
So
is actually doing the same as us. Like when I wrote the Health Bible, it's the Health Bible, think with your heart. So it is through the heart. And I have walked the path trying to understand what is happening every time I heal person. Because when I heal a person, they radical shift. It's from being in so much pain, and then it's like everything is away. So I wanted to understand what is happening. And I see them from their blueprint. And it's kind of the free energy because we all have access to free energy, like Tesla. So we are kind of a node and kind of a reference point for our essence. We are blueprinters, both of us, like Arcturians also, as we have discussed. It's like, but we are channeling messages and also part of us because we are multidimensional. So we are connected to our multidimensionality, and when we are connected to our multidimensionality, then we have free energy. A lot of people ask, "What are you running on?" And they say, "It looks like you doing drugs, ecstasy." But when you are in connection with your sun, your Ra, your kind of, then you have free energy. This is the biggest ecstasy there is. It's amazing, and this is what we activate this in each other, and we go wild. But if we have, we will eventually bring more and more of what we have discovered. But it is mind-blowing what we have discovered in our conversations.
Yeah, I think it's true, and it's accelerating though, isn't it?
It
Do you
is.
know that we had what we thought we knew, and then it's just suddenly accelerating, and people that we're connecting with have also been accelerating. So they're popping these videos to us and saying, "Oh, have you seen this? Oh, have you seen that? Have you listened to these tapes?" You know, so that the other ones, the telepathy tapes that I've been listening to, that Vida Austin was talking about in her mapping of energy on water, and she was looking at the codes, and these autistic children could read the codes, and then she started listening to these tapes where somebody else had been doing research around consciousness of people who cannot speak, and they've been pushed aside. Oh, there's nothing in there, but there were these very intelligent beings, versions of ourselves, but without all the interference of having to move and, do things. So their focus is entirely on the other places, this other place of intelligent communication with one another. So they've been doing experiments with telepathy and that kind of thing. But the next when because I've been listening to the tapes in sequence kind of thing, and later on she starts exploring with them how they are actually tapped into the creative forces, and they are much more aware of how other things are alive. They're much more aware of their environment, so they have a relationship with their environment that we can't see because we haven't talked to them because they haven't been able to communicate. So it there's a this sort of But now there's this telepathy channel that people are beginning to talk about. But it's again, it's another area of science or study that has been discredited over the years by people who seem to want to keep the status quo, which is no, that doesn't exist. No, that isn't something that science doesn't recognize that. And in fact, doctors and teachers have been struck off for even talking about it. That's how strongly the present thought paradigm is being held. It's being held rigidly by people who don't want to move away. It's a little bit like the flat worlders we used to hear about way back. And Galileo's going, "Do you know what? I think we're on a round planet." He's looking up through his telescope. No, you're mad. That's where we are now, but in a much wider sphere. It's almost
Much
like
better.
everything that we understand isn't the way we thought it was, and there's this underlying beautiful, soulful, source energy that pervades everything. And hey, guess what? We, through our super intelligence heart connection, affect it through our intention. Whoa, that's another that and that's another level of wow. Because I think you and I have been exploring these things, and it's as each one of us speaks something, there's a new energy of it's almost like there's a new energy appears, another level of awareness or understanding begins to make itself known, but not just make itself known intellectually, but in a physical, energetic way. And it's difficult to describe, isn't it? But it's like being a magnet. It's like being in a big electrical field that somebody's just switched on, and a new idea comes in, and it's like, oh. And that's where we were moving to with our conversation about, are we bridges or are we architects of the new? And because I think that's where we've been bridges.
But we are bridges for the new children because they need bridges, because a lot of people don't understand the young people because they are bringing in freshness and they are so multidimensional. They feel everything. So we are bridges and helper for them. As our mother and father, they were in the old and they didn't know about the new. So we felt stranger in our own family, trying to find what is going on. So we are kind of the first or the second or the third wave, but the children, the new children, they are, wow, totally open. So we are bridges for them. And at the same time, we are architects for the new, because we are connecting to all the same as the children. And working with youth and children, when I work with them, people that were bullied and had hard time on Mother Earth, when I travel with them in consciousness, because we travel in consciousness, we are architects of consciousness, then they helped me to expand even more in consciousness. So when I went with them, it's like, wow, what you are showing me. But their parents and the school system, they didn't understand anything of them. They was put with a lot of diagnoses and labels, because they don't understand. He and she is like this, but they were actually so advanced, so much more advanced than normal, what the old is. So it's like, it has been total shift, as you say, from being a flat planet, now around, now we are multidimensional. So yes, we are both of them, because we try to help the new children. And we are also the new children, because when we go out of this body, we will say, yeah, I take another life, because now it's really exciting on Mother Earth. Wow, now we finally have come to the golden age.
Well, I think the other thing, you know, you mentioned healing a little earlier, and on the video that Dr. David Clements, right at the end of his commentary, he was talking about when you're in this new energy, let's say this heart-centered energy, the inherent in that energy, and I think you and I have been talking about this, so it's interesting how he's reflecting this back. Inherent in this energy is our we have that beautiful human blueprint that gives us the facility to be this higher level of awareness and flow this energy and be conscious of our creative capabilities. And when we're doing that, our body no longer has the degenerative component, the degenerative energy that causes aging, for example, or dis-ease. There's nowhere for it to be when you're in this space. So and he explains the difference between generative and degenerative energies, and that's his devices that we were talking about earlier that you can have for your home that help you you know, radio waves or whatever. All it's doing is taking a generative position against the degenerative, therefore the zero point is obtained, so that there's no as he was describing this new area of physics, there isn't the binary, there isn't the on off, the opposites are no longer, you know, the polarities are no longer present. There is only this beautiful singularity. This is, I think, where we talk about singularity. We think of oneness and all those other words that describe, but I think what we're trying to describe is this lack of polarity. We talk of yin and yang and balance. And you and I were talking about balance the other day, and how I've seen myself as being bringing balance.
Yeah, me too.
But I think, you know, now we're discovering this is our inherent beingness, is we are this loving energy that simply once we're flowing it, and it's leading our lives, if you like, it's guiding us, it's telling us how we work, etc. But also it's radiating out, and others will get a sense of it, and it has a presence. You can feel the presence of it. I mean, what one thing was fascinating, this chap, I know I keep going back to him because I only just watched the video, but he described a room where this one of these machines was running, and he could sense there's a difference, something different that I feel here, you know, that I can't describe, but it feels nice, you know, it's good. And then he stepped out of the room, and he went back to the heaviness of what was outside the room. And then he did an experiment, because this was a big open doorway, so there's nothing actually stopping the energy flowing in and out, but it definitely stopped. It almost like he stepped through a portal.
Yeah.
And so he stuck his hand into the room, so that it was just his arm, and he could feel the difference in his arm. And he said, it, and, it, and that's where he started thinking, hang on a minute, there's something else going on here that nobody's explained or witnessed, or maybe they just thought, oh, that's a bit weird. But he wanted to know what that was. And it was this new, what he's describing as living energy. It's alive. This energy has a presence, it has an intelligence, it responds to your thoughts, as they described in quantum theory. And I think that's, for me, that's very exciting, that somebody is in that place, finding their connection to all this, but then being able to describe it in a scientific way. Because I think the missing link in all of our conversations, in a way, is the level of acceptance that these notions have in the wider population, because the narrative of current science is very 3D. If we can't measure it, we can't see it, it ain't happening, sort of thing. Even though you can't see magnetism, or you
You
there's
can see,
certain
you can feel it, but you
things.
can't see it.
Well, that's all right, that's just magnetism. But yeah, but there's something else that they're not measuring, because they don't have the mechanisms or whatever, that we're discovering you can actually feel as a human experience. Is I mean how isn't that stunning?
And when you talk about it, it was like I could see that, wow, I got an idea, or not an idea. It's like, wow, I got a realization, because I think it is 7 years, 8 years, I don't know, but it's a long time ago. Here in Lingen, it is an energy field, like ley lines, and you feel the same as he described. It's like, wow, something is going on here. And before I went here, I was in the area next by. I was working there for a period. It was just for 4 days, actually, I worked there. And I w went for a walk in my free time. And then I was walking, and then I came to a place, and it was normal energy. And then I went past, and what happened here? I felt that, wow, it was an energy shift. And this was the border to Lingen. And I went back and forth, what? It's like, this is wow, I never felt it. So it was, as he said, oh, this is something. And then when I was guided to Lingen in 2019, and then I went here, it was like, whoa, I'm flying, because it felt like I was flying. So I have been here a lot since 2019, and it is the same as you described, Clement saying about we have areas on Mother Earth that holds the same. So it is it because it the guidance has been it's so much more supportive for you and Peggy to do all the things you're doing from here than being in Tromsø. Tromsø is a beautiful place and all, but Mother Earth has energy line here that is woo-hee, it downloads, and I just know everything. It's like being in heart coherence, as we talked about, because when we are in heart coherence, everything is served us in a silver platter, kind of.
Surely, yeah. And I'm not sure that anybody's mapped a ley line where I live. I'm not that far away from Glastonbury, and everybody says that the ley lines go through there, sort of thing. But I'm pretty sure that where we're living now, we used to holiday here when we were younger. We had a caravan, and it was, yeah, we liked that place, but we liked it enough to buy a caravan so that we always holidayed here, rather than lots of time, going different places around the country, which we used to do. And I think that the very fact that then we thought, well, we might as well retire there when we're older, because this is the place. And I get a sense that I'm here for a similar reason. I'm here because this is the place where I can function in this way more readily. Now, it could be just simply that we're further away from lots of, big cities, that it's not that busy, in terms of human activity, with the last ones to get the latest rollout of whatever Cellnet version is going on at the moment, because we're out in the sticks. So there's less interference in from that respect. But I think also, like you say, that there's an energy that you can't actually put your finger on, but there's something different. So I think that's, again, I think you're right. I think I read somewhere somebody was saying something like the light workers are going to find their homes. They're going to move to where they need to be. And yeah, and you read those things and you think, yeah, whatever. But actually, that seems to have happened, doesn't it? Almost like we've found those places without even acknowledging that that's what we were doing, which is fun.
Yeah, and when I just came here because I have been in Tromsø, so I go Tromsø here, but here is my heart, kind of. And I just told my friend this morning, well, I will be here for another year, so it's 1 year, and then maybe it will be 2 years, maybe 5 years, but I know that I will have my own property here also. I have, but I haven't built anything on it, so this is my heart is saying here, everything is here. So even though I know that I will travel and I will do a lot of things, but my base is here because here I am in heart coherence, and the thing we are doing. It was told me that doing it in Tromsø, I could do it, but it's much easier. It's like you just feel it, and you are in the resonance, and that's a big key: resonance. We come into resonance. So I'm
That's
in
right.
resonance with all of me, the higher me, the God source of me. And it's harder because habitat can be supportive or it can be out of balance.
Sure.
And a lot of habitats are out of balance because, and it's human that have put a lot of habitats out of balance, like Second World War. It's a lot of places that what we did as human, we printed the consciousness and the area with a low frequency, and it affects us back.
Sorry.
So now it's kind of yeah, the infinity is going back to resonance.
It'll take technologies like Dr. David Clements has described to move those energies. There'll be these 0 point, field generators or whatever you could describe them as, and they'll just move them around, and places will calm down. You think about like the Middle East, where there's been fighting for just as long as you can remember. There's an imprint that's being reinforced over and over again that finds its way into everybody's psyche, into their, into their consciousness, that is very difficult to move for them individually. So they're going to need some help to move that way of being. Of constantly, it's them and us, they're wrong, I'm right, let's bomb them kind of thing. They've got to get out of that, and be assisted with that. And I think lots of people send lots of love and light and, and they do their very best, but it's there's something fundamental got to shift. And I think we're approaching that shift point. And this chap, it's incredible. He's describing all the things I've seen in my mind, and you've described as well. He shows a moving web of light filaments, and on that web are these points of of this pureness, this pure light, and he's sort of suggesting that we as beings, when we are at these points, we are at one with our surroundings. We understand that we're interconnected. We're all, we're all these super beings, and we're flowing this divine light into our environment, and everything just becomes what it needs to be. And that's where I love that idea that we don't need to fight anything. We don't need to be in the three, of course, fighting's in the 3D. We need to dismantle this in order for this to exist. No, you don't need to dismantle anything because it'll take care of itself when you become more into, these higher dimensional fields of existence, and you realize that you've been living there all along anyway, because that's you. Then you begin to radiate, and you do begin to create fields of pure light into your surroundings, and there's no room for the polarity anymore. There's no room for it. It doesn't exist. So it'll just drop away. So there's the idea that this has got to be hard. Is for me, that's not. It's not.
No,
It doesn't have to be. One of my big phrases from way back when I used to run a magazine, I used to have a column called "What If It's Easy?"
and
That
it
was
is
my
easy. This new shift is easy.
"What if we just do it, and it happens?" You know, and that's it. There's no more to talk about. Let's just get on with it. Let's do it. What about the so-and-so? No, don't worry. It all just flows through, and where it's all as it should be. And I think
And you,
that's.
yeah, and you started to say it has happened so much now because we have, it's not, when we spoke a couple of days ago, wow, it's just a couple of months since we started to chat and everything is going so fast. And it was this 12th of May, it was a full moon. And this was a day that a lot of things came. I had a ceremony because I knew that this period and the shift that happened for me the 12th of May. And then afterwards, I read a lot about, did you experience the 12th of May? And I think we will hear later that, wow, did you see what happened the 12th of May? And after the aftermath, kind of what happened the 12th of May, I think it is big because what has happened just in my life since the 12th of May, it's mind-blowing. I open into another level because just 2 3 days before that, I kind of experienced radical healing and the parasite kind of went out, and then it was a cleansing period, and then we. So what has happened to me? And it's just a few days, so it's like, what has happened? And we have had conversation. It's like, woohoo, free energy on understanding more of the concept, even though we are not concept, but we try to understand everything that happens with us because we are multidimensional and we can go, it's so many paths and it's so much to experience. So it's like we are deliberate creatures. And it but it is this the responsibility, okay, what do we want to do with it? And all is moving into this because now we are, I see it as all of us are forced into it. And when I had this ceremony this 12th of May, it was a lot of people will won't make it because they choose to be in the old, and then it will, yeah, they will be so much in resistance, and that's okay because it's also hard.
It can be
It
if you're
can, yeah, it
stuck in
can
it.
be. It can be.
If you're stuck in it, and I think that's the so th that's the comparison between the flat earthers and it's how willing are people to put aside that belief
Yeah.
that that's the way it
Cynical,
works,
yeah.
and move to, oh, could actually be a little bit more like this. Oh, that's an idea. Wow. And I mean, I that's so I've always been in that place, it seems, when I look back at the sort of books that I loved reading.
Ah, I
Erich von
haven't.
Däniken, and I don't know if you've heard of Erich von Däniken, but he wrote books about why were there massive flat structures at the top of mountains. What were they doing there when the people around were just about scraping a living, growing crops and doing whatever they're doing. But one minute they go, oh, I'll tell you what we could do, we could go up the hill and drag all these very heavy things and create a very flat, so he's just suggesting that there were other beings there before that, and that's where they landed their vehicles, their spaceships. And I thought, wow, yeah, that's it, that explains it for me. I didn't need any more explanation. But of course, when he then became popular, and in like my generation was reading those things, the powers that be, if you like, who don't like the idea that we then discover that we're from the stars, made him out to be an idiot. They created a persona around him that discredited his ideas and And if you talk about him now, people will say, oh yeah, he was a drunk, wasn't he? Or whatever the, So in the past, that's what's happened to people who have dared to even imagine something that beyond this planet, beyond the 3D. So now, but now people are talking about it, they're discovering the new ways, and they're putting it out on YouTube and places like that. People are listening or reading. And the book that I've read recently by Eleanor Danan, the cold dust, wow. I mean, she's in it sort of lit the fuse in me as soon as I read Architect. Oh, I'm an architect. And then my doing that has lit that fuse in other people. So that's how this is going to happen. It's going to happen in sort of small bites like that, but rapidly, one after another, because that opened up, because I opened up somewhere else by reading somebody else's book, and then this book, then I saw that video, then and we had this conversation. Or how quickly is this all happening? It's speeded up. We're at a super fast pace of developing into our light selves, our super being selves, whatever you'd like to describe as. And our bodies are keeping up now. Have you noticed how our bodies are not flaking? I mean, mine used to, I used to get into a new energy. I'd call it a download. Oh,
I call it all, yeah.
and I've downloaded too much. My body just went, look, too much, and I shut down. I got a cold, and I had to just go lie down and sniffle for a few weeks. I mean, wife would say, where'd you get that cold? I said, no, it wasn't a cold. It was, sounded like it was cold to me. You want to go and see the doctor? No, I'm all right. Because I knew what it was. I hadn't caught a cold. My body had just gone, you feel done it, boy. But now it's there's almost like a hunger for the next stage. The body is prepared. The frequencies are. The sense I'm getting is that the part of us that knows how to do this has done it before, kind of thing. We're future selves, you could call them, already knows that this worked, and already knows that we're at the stage now where they can start turning it up. Right, Colin's ready. Let's give him turn the volume up. He's ready. But it does seem to be that way, that we're accelerating into this new state of being, and our awareness. I mean, I explained to you the other day, was on a conversation with someone else, and we were, I don't know, somewhere under the pyramids, and a being comes up to me and puts his finger on my eye, third eye, and suddenly I can see everything. Oh, I've done that before. But that's just one of many developmental positions that we've been taking, that in the past we may have thought, wow, oh, that's incredible. But that's just one of many. So now I've got that super connection there, I've got a super connection here. I wonder what's next. What other perception am I going to get that enhances my ability to be? Because I think all of this is about us being.
Because you introduced the word architects, and it's like, wow, I resonated with that. But then I had the download that I am connected to the Divine Council. So a lot of information is the Divine Council. It's like, of course, because what I have said yes to is divine design, and they want us to put off divine design. And when I met divine design consciously, travel is like, this is my divine design. It was in the beginning of 2015. And I said, no, this is so radical. I cannot be this. It's so big. It was just light, and it was my light body. This is the divine design. That's why I created divine design, because this is the essence of us. And it was so radical, and it was like all I knew I had to put all away, and I wasn't ready for that. And then some years after that, in 2018, when I was in Peru, and I was at the museum, as I said to you. And I took at the meteorites, the feminine and the masculine meteorite. When I took both of them, it kind of became neutral, as you said. But yeah, I didn't thought about it like that, but it was like I'm recognizing the part of me that is not from Mother Earth. And it activated me, and then I felt this, oh, I'm flying, like when I come to Ling, and it's like, and all this day was, what is happening? Because I activated another part inside of me. And the day after, I was deadly sick in the Titicaca Sea. So I was in the Titicaca Sea for some days, and I was so sick because the old body, the old memory had to go, as you said. It wasn't a sickness. And the other one went for a journey, and I said, I cannot. I had fever, and I had urine infection, and I had everything. It's like, because the body remember a light part of me, and it was activated to this light part. And it this also in the ceremony, the 12th of May, was okay. That was you was activating this. It was the divine council trying to knock on your door, but you didn't open too fully. But yeah, so it's also good for me. I have seen it has been good that it has been a gradually process. It started in 2013 for me, but now I have fully said yes, because when I did the ceremony in 12th of May now, it was kind of 20, 30 invitation. Do you say yes? I said yes to all of it, and it was a lot. So it's like, okay. But we are invited. And ceremony, when we describe ceremony, it is being in the zero point. It's that we are connecting all the part of us. So when I say that I go in ceremony, it is maybe someone call it meditation, but a lot of meditation, we are still in our head. So when I call it ceremony, it's like I'm bringing my God source in. I'm bringing all that I am, the multidimensional part of me, and I put off amount of time. And I was inside of this all day, but for 2 hours, I lost time and space, and it just I talk a lot. So I listen to it. Wow! I have so much information, and I want to say one of it, because as humans, we are sacred geometry. And I made a video about sacred geometry some months ago, but then it's like, okay, we lost you. We don't understand that. But if you go to the God source of us, we are sacred geometry. And we need sacred geometry to create. It is the form. Because actually, if we go into the essence of us, we are this dot or kind of this zero point. But to create form, we need sacred geometry. And we have sacred geometry in our DNA. We have the tree of life. So I have connected with my future life when I am a doctor, and I see in this, what you call, when you are finding out something, you see in this stethoscope or what you call it.
Oh yeah, microscope.
Microscope. Yeah, microscope. And I see in the DNA, and it's like, wow, then I see the sacred geometry in human that makes form. So we haven't made all of this what I have connected to. This is the future in hundreds years from now. And but now when we are in a zero point, we can connect with all parts, the multidimensional in other planets, past, future, here and now. So it is so big. We have spoken about it is so big what we are a part of, and it will be so much new that we bring in, and we have free energy, and we as human learn to live from free energy. I live with free energy now. So what I didn't know that Divina Marisa, the program, was a process to embody free energy. So it's like, wow, I just did it, like the logo, God within. I just did it, and it's like, well, it is really what it is. It's kind of the eternal energy in us. So I'm mind blown. It's like I love being here in this time now.
Yeah, me too. Yeah, I think it's so exciting to move, and you find that the expression of this is finding its way through in different languages and different I don't know, almost like belief systems. Because we were talking way back, and I mentioned, you know, the pyramids, and then suddenly you've got this thing going on with, you know, with the pyramids. And when we were talking last time, we were talking about how Another video I'd watched how the pharaohs used to go into the pyramids and charge up in this energy and then come back, and everyone else could feel the energy that they'd just, so they were part of the hierarchy in a sense that they were the beings who could do this, but everyone else benefited and started learning how to do it. So the whole society was attuned to this wonderful energy that had been focused, if you like, by this technology that was part of the pyramid technology. And we saw ourselves there as these pharaohs of and then I had the notion that actually we don't need pyramids anymore.
I agree. I agree.
We don't.
We don't.
We're
We are the
already doing it.
pyramids. We are.
We're already doing it. We're developing into those beings that, in that time, were special. They had this royal, hierarchical thing going on. Now everyone has the opportunity to be this, and it's just almost like just a self-realization opening to the potential or the possibility that what if I'm much more than this? Going into the heart and finding ways of doing that so that it's a lot easier. And the more of us that are here in this place, the more it ripples through our social structures and our we're waking up. A call recently I was part of, everyone's talking about how much brighter the plants look. They're more green, they're more yellow, that is two way. That's the plants and everybody. They are brighter, but we are now seeing them at a different. We're seeing those different frequencies. We are more capable of perceiving them differently. So everything, the whole world is changing as we change because our point of reference has moved.
Yeah, and when you say that, because I ask you, do you know about this when we had this long head?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Because when I was at this museum in Peru, I the guide started to talk about this had so much knowledge, and I said, well, I have been one of them, and I took over, started to, and I did had no idea where it came from. The word just come through me. It's like, because it activated the remembrance, and it's like when I was that. And that is
Yeah.
also linked to the pharaoh, as we spoke about. So
Yeah.
we had this longer head, and it was like a lot of human wanted to have long head because we were so wise. But it was kind of the god head or the source head, or I don't know. But I remember being, that's one part of me. So it is integrating more and more parts of us. It's integrating, kind of, yeah.
Yeah, it's coming together. All those different aspects of ourselves are still out there, because we're learning how time works as well. We're learning that time only exists where we are here in 3D, and that time elsewhere moves in an entirely different way. So we can aspects of ourselves can be from the future who are helping us now, because they have a relationship with time than we do. So it's not so fanciful to think that part of me is coming to help me now. And I find sometimes useful to look back, if I'm imagining the past, at myself struggling, and I send some helpful thoughts that way, as if do you see what I mean? It's a funny thing. Time isn't the way we think it is, so it's quite feasible for us to be confident that we've made it, if you like. We've become these wonderful beings who have this facility of creating in this way and loving in this way, because we're already there. We've already done it, and that part of us is sitting right. Well, it's in us now. So that's what's wonderful about the when you start stretching your brain, if you like, stretching your awareness, is that you can allow more things in. You can allow more concepts. You don't necessarily have to accept the current paradigm or framework that we've been operating under, because you're now stretching. You're going out of it. You're stretching it, and it's okay to do that. You're not mad. You're actually probably one of the most sane people in the universe.
Yeah, and that links us back to all the youth I have worked with. It's like they are smarter. They are put into diagnosis, and it's like, oh, you are mentally sick, or you have this, and you have this label. A lot of labels, and all the labels. If we see how many labels we have created the last 10, 20 year, we have to open up the label. It is actually gifts. Gifts that each of us hold, and all of us hold a key. So it's like we need to open our mind and go into the heart and see, wow, this w wants us to shift perception to see it
Surely,
on another way.
and to imagine that that's going to happen very quickly is quite a stretch, isn't it? Because you can
But it
see that
will.
people are so embedded in their relationship, say with drugs, like the doctor said this, I've got to take this, and it's going to make me better. You think, well, actually, maybe there's another way of doing that, and alternative medicine and all those have been trying to do that, but there's still a very firm hold that people are under, if you like, for that methodology. And yet, it only takes one or two people to discover, oh, this bloke's got a device that'll nullify all the negative energy in your home and you'll feel a lot better. Well, I'll get one of those then. And then that passes on and passes on. And people are then talking about this new gear that they can get off the internet that actually works. Because I noticed, because I went to Mrs. So-and-so and she's got one and it felt lovely. And it's sort of, that's how it's going to happen. It's not going to happen through the big corporations trying to sell them to us. It's going to happen word of mouth. It's going to happen heart to heart. And the whole thing, like we just said, is accelerating. That's the exciting thing.
Yeah, and I want to add one more piece before we close up, because this tree, the sacred geometry, I won't go deep into it, so I just will put a little bit part of it. It will show me that Trump, the United States, and Russia and China, those three countries are really pushing us and pushing all the world, all Earth into disturbance, a lot of disturbance. But we have an opposite sacred geometry triangle, and that is the Nordic country. So it's like, okay, so the Nordic country and Australia and Africa. These three are the opposite of United States, Russia, and China. But it's not to say, oh, it's better country. It's kind of symbolic. So I don't understand the depth of this, but it will show me that the Nordic country is actually the solar plexus, and Africa is the pineal here, this wisdom, universal wisdom, and Australia was the heart. So we have, when you have a triangle, we because we when we are going from this carbon people as we have spoken about seven chakra, some nine and 10 and 12 and more. But when we become more light, we will only have three chakra if you take it down to the lessest form, because we are just one. But if we take it into form, it is three. And then it's solar plexus, heart, and pineal. So this symbol, we will use this symbol a lot in the future, because we know that everything is sacred geometry, and we will use it symbolically. So I just know that the Nordic country and Africa, and since Africa, it's mainly because Egypt, it so much wisdom, it's the pyramid, because it will show me, okay, because we did a lot of this back to the Egypt and the Egypt's wisdom. So that's why they have the pineal gland and this higher wisdom. So what we are moving into, wow, it is so fascinating. So
It is.
fascinating.
Yeah, it's such a wide subject too, isn't it? So many things come in.
So many things come in. So it's like, but I think we have to just bring it out. And I see that some people say, oh, I resonated with that. I resonated with that. And you know the same. People have contacted you, and people have contacted me, and we hold a part of it. So we are all in this together.
And I think the idea that we can do it on our own, we don't even need to think that because we are all co-creating. We have, like you say, we all hold a piece of the jigsaw, and every now and again, my piece of jigsaw will fit in somebody else's, and vice versa. So, yeah, it's all it and but that's the process that's accelerating. That's the one that, as soon as you get into this space, it starts really moving. And I think it's exciting that I think more and more people are moving up into this awareness, and they'll be watching this and thinking, wow, yeah, I relate to that, or well, that's interesting, I'll write that down. And they'll be pursuing that because that's their flow, that's their link that they're going to provide. And the links are all becoming more and more, so that the consciousness level is rising rapidly.
Rapidly. So rapidly. It's wow. What happened for me in a week, it was like wow, it was a year in a week. In the beginning of May, it was one I thought, what happened that week? Wow, it was radically healing and a lot of shift and had a ceremony. It's like wow, and all the new coming in. So what happened in a week was kind of wow, a year or two or three, if we take it back to 10, 20 years. So yeah, it's
Absolutely.
going so fast. I'm amazed.
And discovering that other people are doing it too is that's really great. Watching videos about people who have discovered the science of it. Wow, absolutely amazing.
Love it.
Brilliant.
Anyway,
Wow, thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Colin. Wow, I love doing this. This is so inspiring for me, and I get a lot of energy from doing this.
Yeah, me too. Yeah, I think it's the exploration of this together is it creates a new field,
Yeah,
because
it does.
our awareness, both our awarenesses, become more attuned to it. And I think speaking it helps one to embody. It's very useful. I can do this on my own and just to buzz away, but I never get to the level of energetic sort of experience that I do when I'm actually talking it to someone, and it's flowing through me, and I know that they're receiving it because I can feel it. Now that's, and again, that isn't that fabulous that that happens? We're not even in the same
When
country.
we talk about this new electronic that will this infinite energy, both of us hold it, and wow, we were so activated both from that. It's like whoo, remembrance, and we felt
Yeah,
it, both of us.
exactly. Yeah, and we embody it.
We
That's the
embodied it, yeah.
thing. Yeah.
So wow.
Fabulous.
So
All right.
thank you, thank you, thank you.
You're
You're
welcome.
welcome. Bye bye.
Thank you for listening to the Divine Design Podcast with Anne Peggy Divine. Join us next Sunday for another Heaven on Earth unfolding conversation. With grace, reverence, and unity, may the path of your divine design light the way. From the divine in us to the divine in you.